Item number one is an application for rezoning for 133 Arras Street under file DAZ231 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing. The following items will be heard at the same time, namely item two, which is an application for conditional use under file DCU 174036/2010, D, and item three, an application for variance under file DAV 174006/2010D. The applicant is Monsieur Gousseau.
Norm Gousseau. Norm.
Good evening, councillors.
Welcome. Please explain to us what you're proposing here.
My name is Norm Gousseau, and I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of Entreprise Riel. I have here a letter of support from the Norwood Grove Biz and some photos that might be...
Excuse me, Norm. Can people hear? Okay. Continue.
Should I put this up?
Yeah, put it up.
I don't think so. I'll crank it up a little bit. So as stated, my name is Norm Gousseau, and I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of Entreprise Saint-Boniface. Entreprise Saint-Boniface is a wholly owned subsidiary of Entreprise Riel, which you know as the Economic Development Agency for the Riel District of Winnipeg. The mandate of Entreprise Saint-Boniface is to finance the operation of the Economic Development Agency. Unlike every other economic development agency in the province, we are not funded by the municipality. You might choose to change that if you'd like, but that's not what we're here tonight. Our operations are primarily funded through the real estate holdings that we have. Our business model is rather unique and is quite often cited as an innovative model to be considered for other jurisdictions. We are quite proud of the fact that we are not dependent on the municipal funding for our operations, and it allows us to be much more efficient and have more impact on the communities we serve. The property we are discussing today is an integral part of the holdings and is key to our operations, to funding our operations. So how did we get here? Entreprise Riel, Entreprise Saint-Boniface, I should say, was entertaining the possibility of purchasing 130 Marion Street, which is the former Al's Jewelers property on Marion. The vendors incorrectly stated that the main parking lot for the property at 133 Horace Street was properly zoned for parking. In their defense, the property was owned by Al Malbrink, by the Al Malbrink family, and Mr. Malbrink recently passed, and the family was left to sell the property on behalf of the family. We signed an offer to purchase with a possession date of June 30th, 2010, which was later changed to June 1st by the request of the vendor. Because of the change in possession date, our lawyer mistakenly diarized to have all the due diligence completed by the end of June and not the beginning of June, as we had planned. Normal delays in receiving information from the city caused the sale to close before we had the confirmation of having the proper zoning for 133 Horace Street. Hence, we began the process to make sure that we conformed and that the proper zoning was in place, and this is why we're here in front of you today. I have read the planner's report with interest. Mr. Koscheck and I have agreed to disagree on this one. I fully respect the need for the district planner to recommend against our application as he is simply applying the policy for a larger area. Now, I'd like to make a case for maintaining the status quo for this property. The lot has been used as a parking lot for the former Al's Jewelers for over 25 years. And the only structure on the site was condemned and forced to be demolished in 1999. At that point, the balance of the lot was graded and was then used for parking. And I believe the neighbors are content with the status quo. Under the Complete Communities Direction Strategy, the lot is within the Stability Mature Communities Policy Area. While we respect the intent of this policy, we believe that it may not be wise to apply it broadly without considering extraordinary circumstances. We believe that there needs to be a special consideration for this property for the following reasons. Parking lots in the vicinity serve both Marion Street and Taché because we're almost at the corner of those streets. And both of those streets are rather dense commercial areas. Unlike other areas which fall within the policy area, parking is at a premium because of a hotel and the St. Boniface Hospital and the St. Boniface Research Centers. The St. Boniface Hospital alone employs 5,000 employees. This, of course, creates enormous demand on parking, unlike other areas that fall into the same category. This lot is used by tenants of 130 Marion, as well as another property owned by Entreprise Saint-Boniface at 123 Marion, which has very limited parking. While we are not planners, we feel it is a disservice to a commercial area to encourage surface parking which fronts on a commercial strip. It does nothing to encourage foot traffic and does not make for a walkable commercial area. It is best to have parking lot in backer properties and encourage storefront density on the street. Applying the complete community strategy would encourage, if not force, property owners to use valuable street frontage for parking purposes. For these reasons, we are asking you to allow us to continue to use the property as it was for the last 25 years, so we may continue to service the two Marion Street properties. I distributed letters of support from the Norwood Grove Biz, and some photos there for you.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
Norm, how many spaces on this lot? About 20?
Yeah, just a little over 20, 22, 23, I think.
You certainly don't need 20 for... I mean, how many do you need for the Boutique to leave?
Well, we have 12,000 square feet there, so we need most of that, and customers are right now, they're parking on the street. We don't have excess parking for visitors.
Okay. I guess the issue for me is, given that the lot is there, it is being used, it's already half paved. It is the other half, though, is a gravel surface parking lot that gets dusty in the summer. That gets dusty in the summer months. I mean, so where I'm going with this is I don't think it's unreasonable to allow the parking lot, and I've read the report, and I appreciate where Robert's coming from, but there is some precedent here. I would like to see some aesthetic improvement, though, either through asphalting of the other half, because half of it is already paved.
Well, I think...
Would you say to that, given
that... Well, what I would say to that is the way I understand that most of the time the reason why we want to pave is to not encourage gravel to be dragged onto back lanes or front streets.
Yeah.
And right now, the back...
Or dust.
The only access is through the back lane, and that first half, if not more, is paved. So you don't drag anything into the back lane. I think it's visible by if you drive by there. It's a very clean parking lot. It's granular surface, I think, allows for some penetration of water. Whereas if it be paved, I think we may have some drainage issues around there. And right now there isn't any. So I'm not sure if you'd want to mess with the status quo for what. One of those reasons, and the other, of course, is the cost associated with that. And as I mentioned, for us, this is the way we fund our operations. And if we don't have these properties, and if they're too costly to operate, and I'm not looking for...
But you are a major landholder in North St. Boniface.
I wouldn't say major, but we are a landowner, yes.
Yeah. So obviously you'd prefer not to gravel asphalt the surface parking lot?
I would rather not. Here's what I would suggest, if I may. I think there's room for two things. I think there's room for a better fence that gives onto Oris. Right now, the fence is in good order, but we would propose in 4 or 5 years when the fence might need some remodeling, we might take it down and put something that has a little bit more character to it. But we could also do some landscaping on the side that gives onto a residential three-story complex. We could do that, and this way you make a connection between.
Yeah, we could do that, but given that this is a very developable lot that's already zoned residential, and that
you could easily put some sort of condos on here, and but you were choosing to.
We could.
You're choosing to do a full-time permanent parking lot. I'd rather have a hard surface and less of bushes and that than. I mean, what would you say to that?
Well, I mean, that's, you can make that decision, I suppose. We're just trying to minimize our costs.
The reason I think it makes sense is that you're making a decision to keep this a parking lot forever, for a long, long time.
Well, I think it's frankly, I believe it's the right thing to do for the street, because I don't think surface parking lots should be on Marion Street, and there are some examples on that, and it kills the street. I don't think it's the right thing to do. So that's why I think the policy shouldn't be just used broadly like that. I believe certain streets should be considered.
Okay, well, if I agree with that statement, then you'd have to agree with my statement that it's the right thing to do to just hard surface it if it's going to be there for a long, long time, just for community improvement.
Okay.
Norm, it's not a residential street. So you might be looking at, once you have the C2 zoning, if you get the C2 zoning, there's no restrictions in here that would stop you from putting any of the other C2 services in place, or is there? Oh, okay. The issue is, like, how do we control development on the spot going forward? Like, I mean, if we buy all the arguments that, you know, historically it's been parking, it's not that, you know, sort of no harm, no foul kind of thing, because that's what it's been. How do we protect against ensuring that it's not developed into something that's going to be not in keeping with that street?
I don't know. Maybe the planner will be able to answer that question. It certainly wouldn't be our intent ever. But you're perfectly right. It could be done, I suppose.
Yeah, it'd predominantly be through a zoning agreement to restrict uses on the land in a manner that's as compatible as possible for that site.
Any other questions? Okay. Thanks, Norm.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here that hasn't filled out a form that is here for this issue? Seeing no one. Okay. Councillor Swindell, can you take the chair?
Sure.
Now we're dealing with three issues here.
First one is the rezoning.
Robert, I may need your help here at one point. Mm-hmm. I will move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I will move the receipt of representations be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.